Hello and welcome to the employer line for Pennsylvania Unemployment Compensation. Hola y bienvenido a la línea de empleadores para la compensación por desempleo de Pennsylvania. Para continuar en español, oprime el 1. All other callers, please stay on the line. This call will be monitored or recorded for quality assurance, training, and record-keeping purposes. Do you consent to the recording, retention, and use of this call? Please press 1 for yes. This line is only for PA employers. If you are calling to file a new unemployment claim or to check the status of an existing claim, please hang up and call the UC Service Center at 888-313-7284. That's 888-313-7284. Please have your PAUC employer account number or FEIN available. Your account number or FEIN is required to continue with this call. To enter the account number, press 1. To enter the FEIN, press 2. If you do not have the account number or FEIN, press 3. Please enter the 7-digit employer account number. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If you are calling for help creating a user account, resetting a password or logging into the UC Benefits website, information regarding a request for relief from charges, or questions about benefit charges, please press 1. If you are calling in regard to any other claimant-specific information, please press 2. If you are calling for information on your UI tax rate, filing quarterly reports, or assistance with the tax website, please hang up and call the UC Tax Office at 1-866-403-6163. Staff are available 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. If you are calling outside of business hours or would like to leave a voicemail, please press 1. You may also email your question to ucemployerhelp@pa.gov. Workers employed by you within the last 5 completed calendar quarters preceding the application date of the claim may appear on your Notice of Unemployment Compensation form. Please
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Unemployment's Employer Line. My name is Phyllis. Give your business name and your UC account number, please.
My name is Arlita Moody. And which number did you need?
The UC account number that you file your quarterlies under, or the EIN number?
I got 760-2922.
Thank you. And I do have to let you know the call is recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. My name is Phyllis. And can you verify the business address?
It is 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, PA 19131.
Do you use any other mailing addresses?
No. I went through a lot to correct this address. Because
okay.
We've moved like two other times.
Okay. So hang on 1 second, because I have two different systems that I'm looking in.
Okay.
So the tax system is not the Winding Way. Is it Winding Way?
Yes, Winding Drive.
Or Winding Drive, sorry. The tax system is not showing the Winding Drive address, but the unemployment system is showing the Winding Drive Suite 205.
Okay.
So I can try and walk you through fixing that, though. All right.
Okay.
So let me just ask for your phone number in case we get disconnected. That way I can call you right back and you won't have to go through everything with somebody else.
Okay. My phone number is 267-551-7403.
Okay, 7403. All right. So is it just the address that's the situation that you're calling, or do you have something else?
No, I'm trying to complete a separation information request for Sandy Brandt, and it will not let me progress. It's telling me I have a special character, and I don't.
Okay, is that when you're trying to put in your mother's a security question?
What?
Like when it's asking you or telling you that you have a special character.
No. I'm actually in the form.
Oh, you're in the form.
And it's saying to me when I hit next, invalid characters in text. I don't know what it's talking about because it's either a yes, no, or unknown. There's no characters.
Okay, and that's in the fact-finding. Is it the fact-finding form that you're in or a different area?
It's sides, separation.
Sides, okay. I know we had a couple of employers that are having some issues with sides today. So let me just go through. See if I could pull up this individual to see if anything has come through since you tried to hit save. Let me just see if I can. And that's for Sandy Brandt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Let me just try and get her in here. And how long did Sandy work for the company?
From 2019 to 2024.
Okay, so it's possible that she may have worked with another employer since. And
she
I might be
definitely worked for another employer. Yeah. But it would ask for information from all employers, correct?
It does, but if I can look and see that she has made a set dollar amount with another employer, then I may be able to just send you a letter called a Notice of Claimant Eligibility. It's a letter explaining that the person has filed for unemployment, that they're eligible for unemployment, that they did go out and work with another employer, and that you should file a request for relief from charges due to the fact that they did either quit or get fired and wound up working someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, that's all we need to do to set you up. You don't have to fill out anything else. And then from there, we wait for a determination to be issued out of Harrisburg, letting you know if you're approved or denied for that request.
Okay.
So, can you spell the last name for me? Is it B-R-A-N-D-T?
N-T. Just B-R-A-N-T.
Just N-T. Okay, so on her claim, it looks like she is not financially eligible. Yeah, her claim is not financially eligible at this time.
Okay.
If for some reason she files an appeal and states that there are wages missing or we have to request wages from somewhere else, once a revised financial determination comes through, meaning a new determination because other information's coming through, you would be notified at that point.
Okay.
But right now, she just didn't make enough money to qualify for unemployment. So you would not have to file for it. You wouldn't have to do anything because nothing's going forward. The earliest she can try again, because she does have the right to file again, would be she filed in July. She can file again October 5th. It has to be potentially, if she's not eligible now, every 3 months when a new quarter begins. So right now she's just not eligible and she can't do anything until October 5th.
Isn't it just easier to get a job?
Well, we don't know what the situation is, you know?
I'm sorry. She stole from the patient. I have no sympathy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we haven't heard from her. We haven't been able to talk to her. And she filed for unemployment. And this is all the communication we've gotten from her.
And she indicated that she's off for a layoff. So I'm assuming she was terminated?
Yes. Well, she stole the patient's card and money and hadn't gone back and hadn't communicated back with us either.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when was her last day of work? December 2nd?
Yep.
2024?
2024.
And she was fired?
Well, she
or did she quit?
I can't really say she's been terminated because she stole money.
Okay, well, that's what I need to know. Did she get fired because of it, or did you give her an ultimatum where she had to quit in lieu of being fired?
We weren't able to communicate with her, so we basically terminated her because she's basically...
I got you now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she was terminated for theft. All right, so what I'll do is I'll put the information on the claim. This way, if anything changes mm-hmm. in the next month and a half
okay.
to 2 months, we can then address the situation and say, this is not a layoff. She was terminated for theft, and it needs to be addressed. And at that point, you would then get additional paperwork.
Okay.
We would start an investigation. You would get a what's called a fact-finding form. So that way you'll have that information to know if we're moving forward, we'll take care of it. We'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. So I should just wait for this to...
You can write down that you spoke with Phyllis in the unemployment office through employer line, and that I'm advising you the claim is monetarily not eligible at this time, so no action is being taken.
I gotcha.
That way you'll have our terms that we use. Monetarily ineligible.
Monetarily ineligible. All right. Now, you said there was something else I needed to fix with her address.
The tax side.
Okay.
So, when you log into www.uctax.pa.gov, you have your, you don't have your, okay, so you didn't finish the setup. You didn't go back in to answer the question. At some point, it would have given you a username. It would have started with the letter B as in boy, a dash, and a couple letters of your first name and a couple letters of your last name.
In Hixis, right?
No, this is in UC Tax.
Okay.
So if you don't remember it, you can go to the uctax.pa.gov.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Keystone symbol there. Right under it, it says add new user. You'll click on that. The first page, you will enter all the information about the employer. So that's the employer's account number. It's going to want the UC account number for tax purposes for quarterlies, and it wants the EIN number. Then the second page will be all the information about you. As you go through, it will ask questions. It will have you set up security questions, a password. It will then give you a username. It will start B as in boy, dash, and a bunch of letters. A couple of letters first name, a couple letters from your last name. As you go through, it's going to have you log back in. Then it's going to tell you that you have to answer a secret security question and that you have to pick two questions out of the list. The easiest two to pick are the account number and the zip code for the business. Once you enter that, it will let you put your username in and the password that you just created, and that's where you will be able to go in and access what's called the employer profile on the left-hand side under the menus, and it will let you do a profile maintenance to change the addresses.
Okay.
The only other thing I could do is if you don't want to go through those steps, I do have a phone number for Harrisburg that you can call. They may be able to, you are listed. It's just you don't have a login name to get in there. It's blank. So you can always call them to see if they can get you in and to update the address, because it still has a Germantown address.
Great.
Yeah, the Germantown Avenue address is still on there. So any of your tax stuff is still destined to go there. And unless somebody there knows where you are,
Mm-mm.
it's either going to come back to unemployment or I don't, can't say what they'll do with it.
Is it 39 or 48?
It is. It's 39.
Yeah, that was our original. Then we moved to 4811. Then we moved here.
All right. So once you get access in, you will actually be able to update that each time there's some changes.
Mm-hmm.
You can add people in if you need to. Like if somebody else is in the office and needs access into this tax side, you can add them in. You can remove them. You can change the address. If you add an accountant that you want the paperwork to go to the accountant, you can change just one of the addresses to where mail should go, but everything else will stay the same as whatever address that you put in. And that way you could do the one winding drive now, you know?
Okay. All right.
But if you have a pen and paper, I'll give you the phone number that you can call. That way they can fix this for you.
All right.
All right. It's
866-403-6163.
You would choose option one. And just let them know. You are a contact. The address has changed. You need to update the addresses. But you don't have a username to get in there to make those changes on your own. Could they give you a username?
Okay.
You have one for unemployment. You just don't have one for the tax side.
Okay.
And since they're two different size systems, it makes it a little more difficult, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Learning. All right.
Yeah. So is there anything else that I can help you? You're welcome. Anything else I can help you with?
Ms. Phyllis, I greatly appreciate your help.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much for calling Pennsylvania Unemployment's Employer Line. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.